I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, welcome to Bridge the Atlantic, and this is a special coming at your way shortly after we just had a holiday special a couple months ago. So we're all about the specials, because you're special.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was just about to say that, you know, our audience is so special, we want to give you something special. And this is our Valentine's Day special. Yeah. We're wearing red because it's the color of our hearts.
the bloody something bleeding like that. Hearts.
Yeah. So yeah, we wanted to do something special for you. So we, in addition to the interviews, after we do the interview, we sometimes play a game with some of our guests. And we played games with four of our guests, and we asked them to do two truths and a lie like we did in our holiday special. So if you saw that, it's kind of more of the same.
Bonus. The question is, how does this relate to our show? I don't know. It's fun. And isn't that all that matters now? Don't we have to just have fun every now and then, you know, make people laugh and make people smile, make them cry? What else can we make them do? They're little minions.
Okay, I wouldn't refer to our audience as minions, first of all. I don't know. We want to enhance your lives somehow, whether that is by you learning something from the main interviews or laughing at something in our additional kind of segments and bonus sections.
So let's talk a little bit about Valentine's Day. Do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
I don't not celebrate it, but I wouldn't say that I particularly celebrate it.
Like, you don't make a big deal about it, basically.
No.
Because I don't.
No, not really. But no, I don't think, like, we've never really done anything special on Valentine's Day. Because, I mean, I guess we're kind of the belief that why, just because it's a specific date in the calendar that tells you that buy a card and all that kind of
stuff.
But
at the same time, like I'm definitely with you on that. And we don't really do anything on Valentine's Day. But, you know, it's... I don't like being told that we should do something special, but it's also a nice reminder, you know, not that we should need that, but everyone does every now and then. So like I said, we don't really celebrate it, but, you know, I don't know. It's one of those things. It's like, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. You know what? We're actually kind of smart about it, because sometimes we celebrate like around the time, like a few days later, because like that particular day is ridiculous. Not only is it so hard to get like a restaurant reservation, but it's like, they charge you like so much more. So I kind of want to just dive right in, and the first person that we played this game with is a lot more romantic than we are. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, she definitely is. She definitely is. Okay, we are joined by Lucy Spraggan, and she is going to try and fool us. We are going to do two truths and a lie, and she is going to tell us two things are true, one thing that's a lie, and this is going to be Valentine's Day themed. So take it away and let us know. Try and fool us here.
Okay, every Valentine's Day, I buy a box of chocolates and some lilies, and I give them to my now wife. The next. I proposed on a boat on the Thames, which my wife knew nothing about. And when we went underneath Chelsea Bridge, all of her family and friends were standing on it when I asked the question. And the other is that I buy flowers every single week, regardless of the day, for my wife.
Oh, jeez. These are tough.
Well, I have to say, you're very romantic.
I was just going to say.
Obviously, just two of those are true. So you're very romantic, regardless of which ones.
I want to be your wife. No, I'm just joking. I'm only saying I'm just joking because I have a wife. And I want to, you know.
Oh, right. Who wants to go first? Me or you, Marcia?
I'm letting you go first. I always go first.
You're letting me go first.
I'm going to allow you. I'm giving you permission.
Right. I'm going to say that the... There's two that I'm torn between the second and the third one. But I think I'm going to say the third one's a lie. I don't think you buy them every week.
See, I'm thinking
that's a lot of money to spend on flowers.
I'd be surprised if the second one were a lie because it was so specific and so much detail in it.
Sometimes that's how.
That's true. Sometimes liars give too much detail, right? Like, where were you last night? Oh, just at my friend's house. Now, the liar, where were you last night? Oh, I was with this person. I swear I was doing this. So, we'll see. Now, I'm going to have River help me with this one, okay? Because River's joining us here. River, one, two, or three? Which one? I don't think he's much help right now.
He doesn't know. You're too good. He can't make up his mind.
Which one? Is it one? Because I'm thinking three. I'm kind of with you, Ross. I'm torn between one and three. I'm going to go with Ross here. I'm going to say three. Three's the lie.
Number one's the lie.
Oh, I was going to say one, too.
So you buy flowers for your wife every week?
Every week, yeah. Depending on the life of the flowers, but yeah, it's mainly every week.
How long
week.
Can you keep this up, Lucy? That's an expensive romantic habit.
I mean, the specification was lilies, so yeah, I do, and we have different areas of the house that the flowers go in. So, but yeah, either way, it's quite romantic.
Yes, yes, it is.
I suffer for it.
Okay, so I guess I can just say we both lost.
Yeah, you know, our secret is out. We're losers. Yeah.
We. Is that really a secret? Because everyone tuning into this right now is like, yeah. You know, they're actually kind of sad that we just discovered this ourselves. You know?
Mm. Yeah. Took us a while.
Yeah, it took us a while, you know.
We're not the fastest, you know?
No, we're not. Ross, do you think there are any, you know, interesting things that musicians and artists can do to kind of give something back or do something special for Valentine's Day?
I think like any holiday is kind of an opportunity to give something back. And for Valentine's Day, I would say it could even be like something as simple as just recording an acoustic version of a song that, you know, either a song that you really like or a song that you've written, you know, that maybe that ties in thematically to Valentine's Day. Like something like that could be a nice thing, and give it away for free, send it out to your mailing list or, you know, post it on your website somewhere and people can download it for free. I think that's something nice that people can do.
Right. I've actually been planning to do something like that for, you know, many, many years, and it just hasn't been the right time to do it yet. But I'm thinking 2018 Valentine's Day, I'm going to have a special little single up. This is a total... this is total teaser, a year in advance.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, look out, very soon, a year from now, you might get a special thing coming out. Maybe. I'm so, it's such a guarantee, but not really. Anyways, let's go into our next little game that we did with Brandon Brown of Wheatus. This guy is, he was great. He was a really fun person to interview. And, I don't know. Let's see who wins this one. Hello, hello, hello. We are here with Brandon Brown of Wheatus, and we're going to play a game. Why does that sound so... Why do I sound so creepy all the time?
I don't know. But it just happens, doesn't it? It just happens.
It's a special gift. I don't even have to try.
You know how it's like the new thing to have in the horror movie trailers? They have like the killer narrating the trailer.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, right?
That's you.
I think that's kind of a compliment. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
It's a big deal, man.
I'm not sure if that's how it's intended, but take it that
it's
way.
It's okay. It's all perception. Life is all about perception. Anyway. That was your view, Ross. Ross, take over.
So we're here with Brendan from Wheatus, and we're going to play a game of Two Truths and a Lie, and we're going to ask him to tell us two things that are, well, he's going to tell us three things. Two of them are going to be true, one of them is going to be a lie, and Marcio and I have to be detectives. Now, if you've watched any of the previous ones you've done, you'll probably realize we're pretty useless detectives, so you don't want us solving any murders or anything like that, because we'll probably not find the killer. We'll find, like, your best friend or something. So we are going to jump right in, and we are going to see how good or bad we are at this.
I think they get it, Russ.
Sorry, was I overselling it?
I overselled it, yeah.
I was over-egging the pudding, as they say over here. What? So, I don't know what the fuck that means.
Over-egging the pud?
Yeah.
Okay, Brandon, lay it on us, man.
Okay, so February is an interesting month for me. My parents have their wedding anniversary. No, sorry, both their birthdays. My girlfriend's birthday, Valentine's Day, the day we met, the day we moved in together, our first date, my bass player's birthday, my niece's birthday. Like, February is nuts. I can never, never keep track of what needs to be done in February. But I did for Valentine's Day, stroke birthday, buy my girlfriend three things. One was a Paul Reed Smith Santana model. The other was tickets to the Westminster Dog Show. And the third was a snapping turtle.
Oh, man.
Okay.
When you said tickets, by the way, I'm not going to lie. I heard the lyric in my mind. I'm not going to lie. I heard two tickets to Iron Maiden, baby.
I've got two tickets to the Westminster Dog Show, baby. Come with me Tuesday, don't say.
Oh, man.
Hey, So do you have any follow-up questions, Marcio? Do you want to write in your little detective pad?
That was like the most thorough. I'm thrown off because it was so thorough. I have no idea which one's the lie. I'm stumped. I feel like maybe the snapping turtles. Those ones were but I feel like that's such a random thing for him to come up with right now, to say snapping turtles of all things. That
when you say snapping turtles, is that castanets?
No. So in America, in the big rivers and swamps, we have snapping turtles, and they had these like
also like an actual real turtle, like an actual. Yeah. Real
oh yeah, animals. Yeah. We're really into animals. Yeah.
So this is just not this isn't a nickname for like.
No, a snapping turtle is an actual snapping turtle.
Okay, right.
They can live for 150 years and blah blah blah. You go
that. Wow.
Yeah,
that helps. Okay.
I'm going to say, partially because I can't remember what the first one was.
The first one was a Paul Reed Smith Santana model guitar.
Oh, okay. Huh. Second was the tickets.
It's tough because we don't know much about your girlfriend.
No,
we don't
true.
Know if she's a musician or if she's allergic to dogs. Although you've got a dog, so she's probably not allergic to dogs. So that
it's not gonna help you get the answer. But I'll tell you that she is an accomplished musician and songwriter in her own right. Her name is Gabrielle Sturbins, and she has a record out and has toured with us before as an opening act, and she's actually in Wheatus. And
what model guitar did she play when she supported you?
Well, you're trying to get me to answer.
I know, I was trying to trick you.
I mean, that's like, I almost did it just to throw you off, but I feel like it's unfair to do that to you guys because you're younger than me.
Snapping turtles. I'm going to go for that. That's my instinct.
You have to have a consensus between the two of you, no?
We can say something different. I mean, I'm gonna go with the dog show. As much I think you would like to go to the dog show, but I don't think you got tickets and you didn't go.
Final answers?
Final answer.
Yeah.
Marcio's right.
Oh yes.
Damn it.
Brandon Brown, man. This is my interview, I'm telling you, man. You picked me.
I know you won two things.
I am just like, what a way. To come into 2017, man. Like, what a way, you know? This is
You feel vindicated?
I feel good. I feel good right now.
It's gonna be Marcio's year, man. It's gonna be my year.
New Year's.
He's gonna be walking down the street later on with the headphones on, blasting that Dashboard Confessional song, Vindicated.
Yeah.
From the Spider-Man 2 soundtrack.
Chris is a great dude.
I know, first
of all, Chris is a great dude. And second of all, I'm going to take the high road here and say, Ross, you lost.
Oh, man.
I told you, I pre-warned everyone.
Kidding.
I am a terrible detective.
Even though
when I was a kid, I had a little detective agency and we called the police on some man because he was going around lots of people's houses and he scowled at the children. So on our notes, we said, this man looks bad. He scowled at children.
Wow. Is that before or after or during you keeping track of the Billboard top charts?
Before I was younger at that point.
Yeah,
that was when I hadn't quite decided where I wanted to be.
Yeah, no kidding, eh? Oh my God. Well, I won. I'm not going to gloat about it. I'm just going to keep my head up and feel
You've already gloated about it quite enough. Yeah.
I know, didn't I? Yeah, so that was me. I won. I didn't gloat, though.
Well,
that's the good thing.
Guys, behind the scenes, Marcy was not let go of this. He's like a dog with a bone.
Dude, it wasn't even behind the scenes. Like, it's right in the video, clearly. Yeah. Right there. I basically, but, like...
You know, even afterwards, every day he messaged me on Facebook, I won. Well...
It's not true.
There you go. It's not true.
Oh, yeah. I actually got married on Valentine's Day. Did you know that?
Actually, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's because it's a lie. See, you lost.
I didn't lose. You just lied to me for no reason.
I do it all the time, man. I'm always...
Do you? Yeah,
basically, like, I'm always playing two truths and a lie with you. You have no idea. Oh, and it's just kind of like for me to figure out how good you are at determining whether or not something's a lie. You know?
Right.
Keep that in mind.
Also a lie?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So something out of your mouth has to be true one of these days.
Well, that was true. Telling you it's a lie.
Oh, my God.
Everything I say is a lie. Okay,
this is what I deal
with. Mind blown. This is pretty much what you have to deal with on a daily basis.
It really is.
Just admit it, man. What would you do without me? Besides get a lot more work done.
That's exactly what my answer was going to be, was get a lot more work done.
Well, I'll tell you what I can do without you. I can play this game.
Please don't wait. There's so many things you can, so many ways
no,
I could
this
go.
Was actually, it was actually a really good segue. Come on, give me some credit here. What I can do without you is play Two Truths and a Lie with Mercedes and Phoenix. Of Courage, My Love.
You can, and you did.
So let's check that out. Okay, hey guys, we are here with Courage My Love's Mercedes and Phoenix. Ross is not here because he had an emergency he had to go to, very sad. But we are going to carry on. We're going to do something really fun called Two Truths and a Lie in a very unique way, because we've got twin sisters here. And maybe you guys can let us know how we're going to make this work.
Right, okay. So it's tough because there's two of us, but we're telling three different stories.
Yeah.
One of them is a lie. And you have no idea what the truth is, what the lie is. Yeah. You may never know again. You may never know. You have to guess.
Oh, gosh. So.
And I'm just going to go first, and then she'll say the last two stories.
And then you have to guess which is the lie and what is the truth.
I'm excited. Okay. Let's do this.
So, romantic things. So, I've never actually seen The Notebook with Ryan Gosling. Never watched it.
What a loser.
Never seen it. Don't know what it's about.
They're both Canadian, so yeah. Actually, that was one.
Okay. So you've not seen The Notebook from beginning to end, and neither have I.
Story number two. One time on Valentine's Day, I was catfished by my own sister. Mm-mm-mm. Believe it or not, I'd been talking to someone online for weeks. I'm like you. I never normally do the online thing, but sometimes, you know, you meet people and whatever. So talking to this person for a couple weeks, not too long, but enough that we decided we were going to meet and it was going to be all romantic and meet on Valentine's Day for coffee and a date and all that kind of stuff. And it turned out I was really into catfish and I was pulling a prank on her because, like, I don't know, she did something to, like, piss me off. So I catfished her for weeks pretending to be some guy.
Sisters.
Wow.
You're dumb enough that you believed it. So.
It's true. Well,
whatever.
You know what?
Yeah. So she broke my heart, and that's what our album is about. Okay.
Next story.
Next story. Story number two. One Valentine's Day, the eve before Valentine's Day, actually, I went to get Chinese food with my friends. The next day, on Valentine's Day, I got food poisoning, and I was so sick. I was just throwing up, nasty. I went on my Valentine's date, but I chose to hide it from my date. And wouldn't you know it, he ordered pizza with, like, anchovies and green olives. Oh. And just, like,
that good stuff.
And then I wasn't eating, and we were watching this movie, and every, like, 5 minutes I'd be like, excuse me for a minute, and I'd just go to the bathroom and then he ordered this pizza, and I wasn't eating it. He got all mad at me because he was like, what the hell? I ordered you pizza. Which is, like, a big deal when you're, like, 16.
Yeah.
And that's also how he talked.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, bro.
Yeah. So, it was the worst Valentine's Day ever. I was sick. I was trying to hide it Valentine's Day.
So is that all the three?
All right, so now you have Marcio. All I'm going to say is
you're really good liars. I know. You're really good liar. So let's recap this. So the first story, refresh my memory.
Never seen
story.
The Notebook. Yes, never don't seen know the what Notebook. It's about.
Okay, yeah. So that's one. The second one is being catfished.
Yeah, by your my sister. Own that's the important sister. Part. By my own sister. Yeah.
And the third is getting incredibly sick with food poisoning and throwing up.
And trying to hide it. That was I hid it. But did you hide it or did you not? He had no idea. God. He thought I was just a weirdo.
Where is Ross when I need him?
I know, Ross could tell. I feel he literally just recapped it to see our tells. So to see if we did like a weird little like tell.
Yeah.
Maybe. Did you do that? Maybe. Aww. Maybe I'm not clever. Maybe I'm not. Aww. Maybe I'm going to let you think I'm that clever. Aww. Oh, man. The Notebook one is probably true. You've probably never seen it.
I've never seen it. I don't know.
Jeez. You know, that's okay. She's already told me.
I'm supposed to say.
So that's true. So now it's down to the other two.
I
think that was very... Yeah, that was true. Now, the other two stories, you were almost equally as compelling. And convinced by both of them. However, I don't know if your own sister would catfish you. I don't know. Sure? I mean,
she's pretty vindictive. You don't really know me that well. You met her today. You have no idea, but
come on. Now, if it's true, I'm gonna feel really bad because I'm gonna go on like your own sister. Like, there's no way anyone would do that to their own sister.
Have you ever seen catfish? That kind of shit happens all the time.
I'm gonna say the catfishing is a lie.
Yes, it's a lie. Unfortunately,
I'm not that weird.
Trying to hide food poisoning on Valentine's Day. That was awful.
And you were like 16?
Yeah, I think I was like 15. It was like not a real date. It was like some guy. He was like, "Oh, we're gonna watch a movie and get pizza." He was 48. She was 15.
We had the same humor because I was gonna say that. Then I'm like,
I think it was my uncle.
I'm gonna sound totally creepy saying this, so I'm glad.
I'll do it for you. It's okay. See, we were debating. I wanted to get catfished by a 40-year-old guy. Right. I was like, he's never going to believe that. Like, there's no way.
You can't say, "Oh, yeah, I got catfished on Valentine's Day."
I wouldn't believe it because I think you're smarter than that. Yeah. You know, I think that it would happen. I just think you're smarter than that.
Like, you're Canadian. Yeah. That would be in the news, I feel like.
Pretty much. Well, I mean, I can kind of be happy that I won this one, but it's not like you even had a chance. You weren't even there.
No,
you know,
but I'd like to think that if I was there, I would have had a chance.
If you were winning,
yeah. Sorry, I were there. Did I say was?
You sure did.
Aren't they both the same?
No,
I think they're not interchangeable in that way.
They're definitely not.
Okay, I'm adding on to my to-do list to make notes of every time that you misuse a word, and I will be using that against you.
Please do. It'll be really
Can't
fun.
Wait.
You
I'm
know what's
so
the worst
excited.
Thing to correct people? It is so annoying.
I know. People get very touchy about it.
I know. I do it with you just because you are really, you're really good at spelling and grammar. You're great. You're almost as good as me.
I'm good at England, yeah.
You're good at England?
Yeah.
I should probably let everyone know, like, if anyone who listens or tunes into this every week, you know that we're excited about our shirts. We're so excited about our shirts. And what? Is it 7 or 8 different colors?
7, I believe.
7?
I think 7 plus the one that they weren't supposed to give us, that they gave us, that we can't get rid of.
We can't get rid of it because it's like a weird color. But I mean, check it out. We always tell you guys that this is how you can support us. But we'll talk a little bit more about that after we get into our last game of this episode, which maybe was one of my favorites.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It was Melissa Cross, the well-known vocal coach who specializes in rock and metal singers, and she was she called us brilliant. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't want to give too much away, but apparently we're brilliant.
Am I on camera for this?
Yes.
Okay. All right, back.
Yes, put your clothes back on.
Makeup.
Hey guys, we're here with vocal coach Melissa Cross, and we're going to play a fun game of Two Truths and a Lie. Mm-hmm. So we've asked Melissa to tell us 3 gifts that she's either given or received for Valentine's Day, and we have to guess which one of these is a lie. So, Melissa, over to you.
Okay, so the first gift that I received was a basket of fruit and some flowers. And the second one I received was a can opener. And the third one I received was some very, very expensive, sexy lingerie. Which one
what
did
was the
I?
First one again?
A basket of fruit and flowers.
Basket of fruit, can opener, sexy lingerie.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, the initial response is to say that the can opener's
the least romantic,
yeah,
for sure.
But you, I just feel like that would be so random for you to make up. I feel like you can't make that up. I think that's an actual gift you received. I really think the can opener is a real gift. Ross?
But we have to remember that Melissa is a trained actor.
Yes.
So, right. You know, we have to bear that in mind.
And as Melissa said to us off camera, that her heart is in the theater.
Yeah.
So, I think we're getting really stooped here. Duped.
I know. I mean, I sort of feel like the sexy lingerie is kind of the obvious answer. I would say most people have probably given or received that for Valentine's Day. I have not.
Often people will put
I promise you. February 14th. Open your mail.
Okay. What would you give him? What would be the sexy lingerie you give him?
Oh, some kind of like floral Speedo kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. I can see it with probably light blues. Seems like he's the blue, light blue guy.
Well, a blue teal kind of color is my go-to color.
It's almost got to be a solid color, though. I think it's got to be one solid color because that just is like...
It's got to have like a tie-dye kind of...
Yes, that's true.
Wedgwood blue with tie-dye Speedo. Yeah. It match your beautiful eyes.
Ben, we're getting a bit sidetracked.
That's okay. But, so I'm going to go on record to say that the can opener is a real present. I think, Ross, you're seconding that?
Who gave you a can opener?
Melissa also seems like she has a really good sense of humor. So she, I feel I like know, it, I it might have had like an inside joke, and she's like, this is great. The first one was fruit. Fruit or lingerie? You know what? A lot of people, without realizing, especially because we put them on the spot for this, they'll put the lie as the last one. I've noticed that. A lot of times it'll be the second or last one. Most people don't start with the lie. I think there's some psychological basis behind this. I feel like the first one is true. The can opener is true. I'm going to say that the sexy lingerie, I think you would have looked at them and be like, what the hell's this? I don't wear this shit.
Well, I'm going to turn this on its head, okay. And I'm going to put your theory to the test, Marcio, and I'm going to say that the fruit and the flowers, nope. I think maybe you gave that to someone, but you didn't receive that from someone.
You're going
to
say both of them?
And that's why you thought of it.
The fruit and the flowers.
Wow. Amazing. Okay, I loved watching you guys do, because you guys are so clever and so smart, right? You're very smart. So you went through all the manipulations that I went through to put that list together, like where I put this one first, or where they're gonna know, and like, oh, I put the can up, but so it's like brilliant. You're brilliant. Even the fact that you said that I would never start with a lie. However, I did start with a lie.
Oh!
I never got and I did receive a can opener.
I knew that one.
Can you believe it?
Oh, so you weren't happy with that then?
I was my late second husband. Okay. Rest in peace, thank God. I got an electric can opener for Valentine's Day. Can you believe that?
Well, I will say that.
Oh my God!
No, I mean, at least it was an electric can opener.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a step up from
Oh, great.
I thought it was like,
I said, do I take the motor out and use it for some?
With the sexy lingerie that you actually did get.
Yeah.
Were you upset about that one, though, or did you enjoy it? Did you like that one?
That was a different person that got the sexy lingerie. And that was a different year. Like, the can opener was one present for 1 year. It almost caused a divorce. I was so horrified. That was so inappropriate. I mean, I would rather get nothing than an electric can opener. But
let me make a note, Ross. Let us never get our spouses can opener.
Yeah.
Even if it was electric for Christmas. Never.
Yeah.
That will not end well.
It's one of those twisty ones, right?
Although it does remind me that I do need to buy a new electric can opener because I broke our last one. So thanks for the reminder.
Everybody's got to have one. You're eating a lot of cat food, are you, Ross?
Brilliant, yes, but apparently you're much more brilliant than I am because you won and I lost.
Apparently. Yeah, lost. Apparently. I was just, you know, I was just paying attention and I was using my skills of deduction. We'd just been watching the latest season of Sherlock, so I was, you know, trying to channel his thinking in that, and apparently it paid off, so I should do that more often.
That pretty much wraps up this special. You know, I do want to say that I want to hear from everyone tuning into this. This is an opportunity for you to tell us what you think artists should do on Valentine's Day. I actually want some ideas, because any reason or any excuse, my album was called, it's not an excuse, it's a reason, by the way. Every time I say those words, excuse or reason, I think of my album title.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not going to lie. So if anyone has any ideas, please do share it with us, and we'll tweet it out or share it on our socials. And also let us know what you're thinking about these specials. We have a lot of fun kind of mixing it up, doing these specials. And I guess we should we just let people know what we've got in store for them over the next year?
We have a secret that we are going to let out of the bag. So as you know, we release our episodes on Tuesday, and we've decided the last Tuesday of every month is really going to be us talking about the guests we've had on that month, and also some bonus content that we've recorded after the main interview.
Yeah, it might be a game or it might be bonus content. Yeah, it's going to feature the people from that month. And I think that it's an opportunity for us to share some additional content. Our interviews, we've had them about half hour for like a year now, typically speaking, but sometimes we go close to an hour interviewing someone. We edit it down. And because, you know, we just don't want to post like an hour long interview, but sometimes there's just like really cool stuff that we get, but it's not as relevant to the interview as a whole. I'm really looking forward to doing that, actually.
Yeah.
And I think we'd love to know what everyone thinks about that. And also, most importantly, don't be afraid to tell us what you want from us. Like like Ross said earlier, this is our show and we'll do what we want and we're going to stick by that. But having said that, we definitely want to hear from you. And
It's good to know, you know, if what we're doing is working or if what we're doing is not working.
If you want to see something from us, we're happy to give it a try if we agree with it, basically. You know, but the best way to reach us, besides social media, is to become a patron. That, we can't stress that enough. You know, full disclosure, there's been some moments where Ross and I have not wanted to, but almost had to end the show. We want to keep bringing you these interviews that we've been doing for 2.5 years, you know. All the behind the scenes stuff is a pain, but doing the actual interviews, it really is a pleasure. We wouldn't be doing this still if we didn't love what we do here at Bridge the Atlantic. And if you love it too, you know, we ask you very nicely and to please kindly head over to our Patreon. And for as little as $1 a month, really, or $1 an episode, or whatever you want to do, upwards to whatever you want to give us, it literally keeps us being able to do this. Another way you could support us is simply getting a shirt. And actually, even more importantly than becoming a patron or anything like that, just share the episodes. Please share it on whatever social media platform you want. That is probably the best thing you can do if you're not able to become a patron, because it just spreads the word and spreads the love and spreads the awareness. And the more we can grow this, the more we can do. And who knows what the future holds? It's an exciting thing. It really is.
It sure is. And basically, if you don't want to miss an episode, and we don't want you to miss an episode, go ahead and subscribe to us on YouTube or iTunes, whichever you prefer. You'll find all the details on our website, which is bridge-the-atlantic.com. Still waiting on that one without the dashes if you're available.
That's just about it. Thank you so much for tuning into this. And I will say, I do like not going by a script. I really do like not going by a script. Let us know what you think. You know, as I get a little tiresome hearing the same intro all the time, like, hi, I'm Marcia Novelli, and this is what I do. And you're Ross Barbersmith, and this is what I eat.
One thing I would say, though, is a lot of podcasts have that intro, but they've pre-recorded that, so they don't have to say it.
We do
it
live. At least it's different every time.
Yeah.
And there's always different mistakes, so that's fun.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah, yeah.
We don't even share all the mistakes, but you hear some of them.
Yeah, we keep some of them in.
But anyway, thanks for tuning in. We truly appreciate it. And we'll be back next week with a brand new interview. So stay tuned and tell your friends.
Remember the night I stood and sang outside your window? Remember the rain that filled these empty rows with air? Remember the way we made this love to last forever? Never letting go in fear of losing face. let's forget the pain and fall in love and love like we're 15 again. And life will never end if we believe we can. There's nothing we can do, we'll make it through. Just take my hand.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Remember the past.